1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions 411-923. Or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We do have a pair of Diamondback tickets to give away as they take on the Rangers with four tickets to the lower level right above the dugout. Or in the in that section. I'm not sure how high up. But you also get a parking pass, which I think makes the whole game.
Yes.
You can take the Sky Bridge right over the train tracks right into your seats. It's literally that first entrance right there. So it makes it very convenient. Just text D-backs or call. Let us know you want one. We'll put everyone together and randomly pick one when it's all over, and we'll email it to you. They're all digital, so we got to get your email address to transfer it to you.
Text D-backs to 411-923.
Make it real hard.
That signals the Life Worth Living in Place segment.
Jennifer's segment brought to you by the Aging in Place Rosie Certified Team of Helping Hands, a free senior placement service. TWD, Design, Build, Remodel, your Aging in Place experts, as well as Get Organized with Bridges. You can find them all at rosieonthehouse.com. They bring you this information about aging with dignity and integrity with Jennifer every week.
Isn't that a cool title? Gary came up with me.
I love
that,
it.
With that,
I love
for,
it.
With that for me, because I said, I don't want to talk about aging, you know, because everybody's like, tune out. Nobody wants to say they're the one aging, but guess what? We all are. I have a little homeowner tip for you today, according to Maxine, the cartoon. She says, instead of the John, I call my bathroom the gym. That way it sounds better when I say to go to the gym first thing every morning. Like it?
I
thought
I love
that was pretty cool. I had to throw that in there because today's tip is not homeowner. But this is something for everybody, no matter how old you are. And it's called mydirectives.com.
How many times a day do you go to the gym? Sorry, I'm stuck on that.
TMI.
Depends on your fiber diet, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway, this is a free website for everybody. It's called mydirectives.com. And so it's not a real fun topic, but it's a really great way to get this done. And it's where you go in and you're just going to talk about, answer questions about what would happen if I was in a bad way and I couldn't speak for myself. So, you know, with Rosie's accident, we found out how important this was. We didn't actually have these directives, this program, but we had been talking about it on the way home from a vacation. It was kind of a strange timing. But there were, you know, I kind of pretty much knew what you would have wanted, but you were asleep for 6 weeks. So, you know, there's things I had to decide I wasn't quite sure. But this makes it crystal clear. It is absolutely amazing. It's simple. It's simple because it's just this one mission, and that's to get this stuff in writing. And they just ask you some simple questions. There's a place to download documents.
It's a website or an app?
Both.
Okay.
You can do it both ways. You can upload any kind of documents you want. It even has a place to put in like your favorite things, like your music or your comfort items or whatever. And you can share it with somebody. Like I've shared mine with you and with our daughter, Katie.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
Well, now, isn't that interesting?
It is really slick. And what I like about it is, you know, so mom, I want to do one of these for my mom and my dad, but they're not going to want to sit there and fill it out on the computer, so it prints out very nicely. I'll have them.
I'll fill out your dad's.
And then, yeah, he would probably agree with what you want to put on there.
I'll fill out Charlie's.
But then I can import it for him. I can type it in there. So anyway, I just wanted you guys to know about it because it's really mydirectives.com. Super easy, super important. I know so many people who live alone, whose family has all passed. They're not fortunate enough to have family close by. And so this is a really great way to make sure that someone's taking care of you the way you would want them to.
How would somebody access the information?
You give them permission. So you should have gotten an invite yesterday. Katie got her. She replied right away, I've got it. And then she went in and made sure she could see.
Because you
notarize it, too.
I'm thinking of a particular neighbor of ours, a single elderly woman who has no surviving family. She is the last one.
And I've asked her several times to put things in writing. I said, you don't want to be in a position where you can't answer and nobody can answer for you. So,
and then she would have to invite somebody to participate in sharing that information.
Yeah, and you could even give it to your doctor.
Okay.
Or a physician's assistant you really care for, or a nurse, you know, somebody you trust.
MyOrders.com.
No. MyDirectives.com.
Okay.
I'll put it up on Facebook.
That'd be for Jennifer's dad, right? MyOrders.com.
And I am going to fill out Charlie's. Let's see if we can take Bruce calling from Tucson real quick. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Rosie, Jennifer, and Romy. How you doing?
Very well. Super fantabulous.
Good. Bruce on from down the road in Tucson.
Yeah, man.
And as we speak, I'm sitting here in wearing my official Rosie on the House t-shirt I got when I met you and Romy when you were doing a live remote at Pella Windows in North Tucson, Oro Valley, way back many years ago, because I gave you a mixed CD of Cajun music.
I remember that.
With some selections from Dewey Balfa and the Ragin' Cajun, Doug Kershaw.
Remember that? Yeah, I still have that CD in my truck. I still have a CD player in my truck.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, Bruce? Hang on, Bruce. I'm going to have to break for bottom of the hour. We've got talking about the getdirectives.com so long. I ran out of time to answer your question. So you hang tough. We'll take you right after this.
Speaking of Pella, we'll be at their Gilbert showroom coming up September 25th, brand new showroom in Gilbert, and we will have Rosie t-shirts, so you can come get an updated one.